I need your help. If you're a SpaceX fan, please consider subscribing to our Spaceflight YouTube channel, Space News Pod. Stay up to date on all the latest news from SpaceX, NASA, and spaceflight events, and join us on this interstellar journey and explore the cosmos together. Only on Space News Pod, youtube.com/spacenewspod. There's a link in the show notes. Thank you very much for subscribing.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast, your quintessential source for decoding the future. In this episode, we delve deep into the labyrinth of U.S. regulations surrounding digital assets like Dogecoin and Bitcoin, which are both part of Elon Musk's financial portfolio. Now, our focus, the groundbreaking initiative by representing Patrick McHenry and his associates to bring clarity to the American crypto landscape. Confluence of regularity, thought, and legislative action. The coming weeks promise to be a watershed moment for crypto enthusiasts, businesses, and skeptics alike. We'll take you behind the scenes of the upcoming joint hearings, exploring the intended balance between consumer protection and fostering innovation. We'll dissect the lawmakers' ambitious plans for a holistic regulatory bill that could redefine the U.S. digital asset market. And finally, we'll hear about how these developments interface with the ongoing Senate work led by Senators Cynthia Lummis and Kirsten Gillibrand. It's all about charting the course for crypto's integration into our financial future. And this coincides with Elon Musk's Twitter and his cryptocurrency that he may be using for the social media platform. The American crypto frontier is poised for change, though. Representative Patrick McHenry, chairman of the House Financial Services Committee, has announced a series of joint hearings in May aimed at demystifying and defining the market structure of digital assets in the United States. Alongside McHenry, the announcement is joined by Representative Glenn Thompson, chairman of the House Agriculture Committee, Representative French Hill, chairman of the Digital Assets, Financial Technology, and Inclusion Subcommittee, and Dusty Johnson, chairman of the Commodity Markets, Digital Assets, and Rural Development Subcommittee. These joint hearings, according to the representative, signal an unprecedented joint effort to establish clear rules of the road for the digital asset ecosystem. The goal? Striking the right balance between protecting consumers and not stifling responsible innovation. In an industry where clarity has often taken a back seat, this announcement comes as a breath of fresh air. But what does it mean for the future of digital assets? On one hand, it's a testament to the growing acceptance of recognition of digital assets in mainstream finance. And on the other hand, it's acknowledgement of the inherent risks and complexities that come with these innovative technologies. This isn't just about fostering an environment conducive to blockchain startups and Bitcoin miners. It's about ensuring that American consumers can safely and confidentially navigate this new financial landscape. And during a panel discussion at the Consensus 2023 event, McHenry provided more context to the upcoming hearings. The series of hearings will focus on the entirety of the digital asset market structure, its regulation, and its potential impact on the economy. This is a rare, holistic approach to the market that has often been examined in piecemeal, reflecting the lawmakers' understanding that a fragmented view of the market will no longer suffice. Now, a key focus of these hearings will be the development of a comprehensive bill addressing various aspects of digital assets, from capital raising to the transition from a securities regime to a commodities regime. The proposed bill also aims to consider the unique nature of digital assets that don't neatly fit into existing regulatory categories, ensuring they are neither overregulated nor left in a regulatory void. This effort to create a bill providing regulatory clarity to the crypto sector supplements ongoing work in the Senate. Senator Cynthia Lummis and Kirsten Gillibrand are leading a bipartisan effort on a bill called the Responsible Financial Innovation Act, the RFIA. Now, that's introduced in the Senate in June of 2022. And the Lummis Gillibrand bill addresses a range of issues, including SEC and CFTC jurisdiction, stablecoin regulation, and crypto taxation. And despite facing delays, the bill is being revised, and a new draft is expected to be released soon. The move by the House representatives signals a concerted effort in the legislative corridors of America to provide a coherent, consolidated framework for digital assets. Amid the rise of new technologies and the evolution of financial systems, the effort signifies an attempt to transition from reaction regulation to proactive regulation. The lawmakers are seeking to future-proof the U.S. market, building a robust regulatory environment that can adapt to the rapid pace of technological innovation. The proposed bill is not just about laying down the law. It's about making a statement. It sends a clear message to the world that the United States is committed to fostering innovation while also ensuring the protection of its citizens. It's a delicate balancing act, but once the lawmakers get this in place, they're confident that this can be achieved. Now, a key part of striking the balance is understanding the unique nature of digital assets. Unlike traditional financial instruments, digital assets don't always fit exactly and neatly into existing regulatory categories. They often blur the lines between commodities and securities, and their decentralized nature adds another layer of complexity. This makes them challenging to regulate. But the lawmakers are undeterred this time. They say, "We plan to report a bill that deals with the capital raising piece for digital assets all the way through to how a product can go from a securities to commodity." That's what McHenry said, and he added that the bill would also preserve our rights around products that are neither neatly put into a securities or commodities regime. Now, this statement underlines the lawmakers' commitment to creating a regulatory framework that's tailored to the unique nature of digital assets. It highlights their willingness to engage with the complexities of the crypto world, rather than trying to shoehorn them into existing frameworks. And the joint hearings and the proposed bill represent a significant milestone for the digital assets industry in the United States. They mark this transition from piecemeal regulation to a holistic approach, reflecting the growth and the maturity of this industry. They underscore the nation's commitment to fostering innovation while also ensuring consumer protection. And most importantly, they provide a glimpse into the future of digital assets in the United States of America. That's a future that promises to be as dynamic, diverse, and disruptive as the assets themselves. The joint hearings announced by Representative Patrick McHenry and his associates signify a significant shift in the regulatory landscape for digital assets in the United States. The lawmakers are aiming for a comprehensive, balanced approach to regulation, one that fosters innovation while also ensuring consumer protection. The proposed bill, expected to tackle a wide spectrum of issues from capital raising to transitioning between regulatory regimes, is seen as a crucial step toward regulatory clarity. Alongside the ongoing work in the Senate, these initiatives promise to reshape the future of digital assets in America. They signal a collective recognition of the importance of digital assets and a commitment to integrating them into the nation's financial future in a responsible and sustainable manner. Thank you so much for listening to the Elon Musk podcast today. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on, I would greatly appreciate it because that helps us out a little bit. And we're trying to grow our community and you are doing a great job of growing with us. So thank you so much for that. That's about it for today. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you next time. This podcast is brought to you by StarshipShirts.com, the ultimate destination for fans of SpaceX, Tesla, Neuralink, and all of Elon's incredible ventures. From apparel and accessories to collectibles and gadgets, merchandise celebrates the spirit of innovation that drives the man himself. Join us on this thrilling journey through the cosmos, the open road, and the frontiers of human consciousness with StarshipShirts.com. You're not just buying merch, you're becoming part of a global community that embraces the future with open arms. Visit StarshipShirts.com and use the promo code MUSK10 for 10% off your first order. Offer valid for a limited time only, so get on it and start innovating yourself.